Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 80th UIEPT. Today, on 2nd of September, you will be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas. For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our ATA channel, where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIEPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin with Part A. Listen to a series of short conversations.
Yes, hello, this is Robert White calling. Could Dr. Jones see me on Tuesday morning instead of Tuesday afternoon?
Tuesday morning? Let's see. Is that the only other time you could come?
What does the woman imply?
I really need to make some extra money. I've practically spent my entire budget for the semester.
You should check out the new cafeteria. I think there are a few openings left in the evening.
What does the woman suggest the man do?
Number 3.
Driving at night always makes me tired. Let's stop for dinner.
Fine. And let's find a motel, too. Instead of continuing on, we can get an early start tomorrow.
What will the speakers probably do?
Number 4.
This notice says that all the introductory psychology classes are closed.
That can't be true. There's supposed to be 13 sections of it this semester.
What does the woman mean?
Number 5.
Whoops, did any of my coffee just spill on you?
It's hot. Is that all you have to say?
What does the woman imply?
Number 6.
Oh, my shirt sleeve. Must have gotten caught on that nail.
Here, let me take a look. With a needle and thread, this can be mended and look just like new.
What does the woman mean?
Number 7.
I'm looking for a lightweight jacket. Navy blue, medium.
Let's see. Have you checked the sales rack in the back? There were still a few there yesterday.
What does the man mean?
I've figured it all out. It looks like it'll take us about 6 hours to drive from here to Chicago.
It'd be more relaxing to take the train, but I guess we should watch our expenses.
What does the woman imply?
Number 9.
I've been working out at the gym since January, so I'd been wanting to get in better shape.
You look terrific. Seems like all your hard work has paid off.
What does the woman mean?
This heat is unbearable. If only we'd gone to the beach instead.
Why, with the museums and restaurants in Washington, I'd be happy here no matter what the weather.
What does the woman mean?
Part B. Listen and answer questions 11 to 15. Listen to a part of conversation on campus between two students.
I wish I was sure about my future as you seem to be. I really don't know what I want to do after I graduate.
Well, have you talked with a counselor over at the Office of Career Development?
No. I talked to my academic advisor, though.
Well, that's good. But it's really better to see someone who specializes in helping people make career decisions. You see, an academic advisor is there to help you work out your academic program. You know, figure out what your major is going to be and which courses to take and all that. But a career counselor has a lot of experience and resources to help you decide what you want to do in the work world.
Did you see a career counselor?
I sure did, last semester. I was, well, I didn't even know what I'd be good at, for a career, I mean. So I made an appointment at the Office of Career Development, and I talked with a counselor.
Do you remember who it was?
Sure. It was Ruth Jackson.
Oh. But since I'm interested in careers for math majors, probably I should see someone else.
Not really. Any of the counselors can help you. Look, first, I took some aptitude tests and something called a career inventory. Anyway, I took several tests, and then the counselor gave me some ideas about different careers. I even went to some group sessions with some other students for a few weeks. Mrs. Jackson was the group leader, so, that's how I met her. And then I just sort of naturally started making my appointments with her when I needed some advice.
It sounds like it took a lot of time. I'm so busy already.
Well, it did take time. Probably 3 hours for the tests, and I think I went to maybe 4 group sessions, and then I saw Ruth a couple of times. I guess about 9 or 10 hours, probably. But it was worth it.
So, is that why you decided to go into library science? Because of the tests and everything?
In part, but mostly it was because of the internship. You see, I also got my internship through the Office of Career Development, and when I was working as an intern in the public library, it all sort of came together for me. I really liked what I was doing, and I realized that I didn't want the internship to end.
And you get paid for working there in the library, too, don't you?
I get paid, and I get credit toward my degree. But even better, I have a job offer from the library where I'm doing my internship.
Wow. Are you going to take it?
I think so. I have to let them know next week. If I do take the job, I'll have to go to graduate school to get a degree in library science. But I can do that part-time while I'm working, and I'd thought about graduate school anyway. So I'm leaning toward taking the job.
That's great, Anne. I'm glad for you. So, I guess I'd better make an appointment with Ruth Jackson. Maybe she can find me an internship.
Maybe.
1. This is the end of the recording.